glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
When I was a young boy, I dreamed of being a big league baseball player. My dreams developed from watching baseball on the television set and from my own experience of playing Little League. It just depended on the day which player I wanted to imitate. One day I imagined myself being a home run hitter, and the next day I was striking out the batters with my fastball. My talent didn't take me very far in fulfilling those dreams, but still I enjoyed the dreams and found myself suited up ready to play ball. Through those years there were many players that I would imitate in my dreams. I knew nothing at all about those fellas, nothing about those that were my idols on the baseball field. All I knew about them was their skills on the baseball diamond. It isn't a dream. It hasn't been a dream through my life. It has been a goal set in my heart. The Bible spoke to me and gave me this goal long ago. It remains a constant goal. The Word of God says, "Be imitators of God." Regardless of my station in life, my own circumstances, and whatever the world would bring to me, this is a goal that can become a reality. We welcome you to Moments of Inspiration once again. It is with great pleasure that we bring this program to our listeners. We are thankful for the opportunity through the means of this production to share the Word of God and to tell the message of hope through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We hope you share our faith in Jesus. If you do, we pray that today's message will bring encouragement to you. If you are listening and do not know Jesus or have not committed to making Him Lord over your life and accepting the blessed promises of salvation and eternal life, then we present today's program with a prayer that it will help you to seek Jesus and to make Him your Savior.
Jesus, holy, risen, mighty, you are so incredible, you are Savior of the world, perfect answer to my sorrows. Now I am rejoicing, for you are Savior of my life. Jesus, holy, risen, mighty, you are so incredible, you are Savior of the world. Savior of my life, you are Savior. How I love you, my Redeemer. How I praise you. There is no place for condemnation when I lift your name. You are Savior of the world.
The Apostle Paul wrote these words to Christians, and they are to be found in his letter to the church at Ephesus. Today we hear these living and active inspired words. Be imitators of God, therefore, as beloved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be any obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists of all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Obeying the gospel of Jesus happened in my life when I was a teenager. The preaching of the gospel and the teaching of the Bible that I had consistently heard all my life led me to make my own choice to live for God. Being obedient to God's will brings about changes in our lives. We make a choice to be like God wants us to be. Jesus is the perfect example that is set before us as we see him in his human existence. Jesus lived without sin. To be an imitator of God in our lives, we seek to live without sin. And although we cannot be perfect as our Savior is perfect, our goal is to imitate the nature of the Heavenly Father and of our Savior, Jesus Christ. This goal makes it impossible for us to live in the same way as others who do not know Christ and do not belong to him by faith. In our obedience to Jesus Christ as our Lord, we do much more than just dream about what we can be spiritually. We are given the Holy Spirit as our helper. Jesus told his apostles when he went back into heaven after his resurrection from the grave that the Holy Spirit would come and be their helper and counselor. When we obey the gospel of Jesus Christ and choose for ourselves to place our faith in Jesus and have the promises of eternal life, we receive the Holy Spirit. His work within our hearts and minds gives us the strength to set aside from our lives anything that is not pleasing to God. Being an imitator of God continues on day after day as long as God gives us life on earth. I hope that you have made this decision for your soul's salvation. I hope that you see the wonderful blessings of living for Jesus, a life that is true. But if you have not and are seeking to know what to do, let me encourage you to begin reading and studying the Bible and learning more about the great gospel message of Jesus Christ. Let me encourage you to learn so that you will have faith in Jesus and hear the good news that comes from heaven and know and understand what he has said. By believing in Jesus, turning from a life of sin and selfish desires found in this world, you're ready to commit your life to being an imitator of God. The submission to baptism is an act of faith where we're asking God to wash away our sins that we might stand before him with a clear conscience. With that done, we begin walking in the manner that God has chosen for his people. We live with the goal to imitate God in all that we say, think, and do. Imitating God removes so much of the heartache that comes from immorality, impurity, greed, and the wickedness of a sinful life. Jesus would spare us from such things. We do not have to just dream about it. to dream about a life filled with love, joy, peace, and kindness? No. It is to be ours as we imitate our God.
Breath of heaven, hold me together, be forever near me. Breath of heaven, breath of heaven, lighten my darkness, pour over me your
for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.